Would you all open your Bibles, if you have them, to Genesis 3. Genesis chapter 3.
Hello?
Can you hear? Can everybody hear me okay? Okay. Are you okay?
Yes, thank you.
Have you noticed how hard relationships are?
你们是否, 意识到, 人际关系是有的时候会多么的难?
Whether it be relationships with our children,
不管是与我们的孩子之间的关系,
or relationships with our parents,
还是与我们的, 家人, 家长,
or with our wives or husbands,
或者与我们的配偶, 妻子或者丈夫,
or with our co-workers,
或者与我们的同事,
or our neighbors,
或者我们的邻居,
relationships are hard.
关系的建立是很难的。
And the question is, why are they so hard?
问题是为什么呢? 为什么会这么难?
Especially since God puts a very big importance on relationships.
尤其是神实际上, 非常地重视人际之间的关系。
As early as Genesis, God called people to be in a relationship with Him and a relationship with each other.
Okay. 从创世纪开始, 神其实就非常重视, 人和神之间的关系, 和人和人之间的关系。
And so what I'd like to do today is look at three stories in Genesis.
所以我今天呢, 想跟大家分享三个故事, 创世纪里面的三个故事。
And try to understand why relationships are so hard.
希望我们能够通过这个故事能够理解为什么 人和人之间的关系是这么难建立。
And what we can do to repair broken relationships.
然后我们能够做什么来修复我们之间的关系。
Because God calls us all to community.
因为 神把我们所有的这一切关系统称为团体 或者 社团。
Both with Himself and each other.
不管是和神之间的关系还是人与人之间的关系。
Now, I'd like to do a bit of introduction first, some background information, if I could.
我想要先介绍一下,让大家知道一下这三个故事的背景或者环境。
Genesis is part of the first five books of the Old Testament that the Jews called the Pentateuch.
Okay. 创世纪呢是 是第一本,就是 五本书之中的第一本, 也就是说, 犹太人把它叫做摩西五经。
Penta meaning five.
Penta就是 数字五。
And Tuk meaning scrolls.
Tuk的意思是书卷。
So literally, these five books were five giant scrolls that made up one big story.
其实呢,这五本书呢,放在一起,是向我们揭示一个道理。
Does anyone know who wrote the first five books of the Bible? Moses. That's exactly right. We know that Moses wrote them, except for a few key parts. There's one passage that says, Moses was the most humble man on the face of the earth.
我们大家都知道, 这个书的作者是摩西, 除了其中的, 一部分, 它里面写到说, 摩西是最, 最谦卑的人, 而且, 这一章讲到了摩西的死, 所以这一章不是他写的。
I have a hard time believing the most humble man on the face of the earth would say that about himself.
我也不相信有一个, 最谦卑的人会称他自己为谦卑。
And then a second place where Moses' death is described.
第二部分就是讲到说, 摩西的死, 这部分肯定也不是他写的。
So we believe that Joshua probably came afterwards and added some details.
所以我们相信是约书亚写的这一部分加上了一些细节在这一部分。
Where we're going to be spending our time today in Genesis chapter 3 through 11 is the introduction to this story.
我们今天主要花时间的呢是 创世纪的第三章到十一章 前面的介绍部分。
I'd like to start by reading a passage out of Genesis 2, verses 16 and 17.
Okay. 我想花时间念一下第十六章 创世纪第二章的十六到十七节。
It says this, And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, From any tree of the garden you may eat freely, But from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
耶和华吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随便吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Now the question is, why did God do that?
我们的问题是，为什么神要做这件事呢？为什么要这么说呢？
Why did he not want them to know about good and evil?
为什么神不希望亚当知道好的和坏的事？
It wasn't that he didn't want them to know the difference between right and wrong.
其实他并不是不想让亚当或是不想让人类知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
He did not want them to have personal experience with evil.
事实上是神不希望人类或者亚当有这种亲自的经历这种邪恶的事情。
He offered them freedom.
他要给他自由。
And of course, we all choose to use that freedom sometimes in a wrong way.
当然了，人类通常选择用那个自由来在做一些错的事。
So let's take a look at three stories and see how we chose to use our freedom in the wrong way and how that impacted our relationships with God and with each other.
那下面呢，我们就来分别的看一看这三个故事，并且看我们人类是怎么用神给我们的这个自由做一些错事，导致我们跟神之间的关系疏离的。
Our first story is in Genesis 3.
我们的第一个故事是在创世纪的第三章。
And it's a brilliant description of how temptation works.
在这一章里详细的向我们说明了诱惑是怎么分离我们的。
Let's start in verse 1.
那我们从第一节开始。
Notice this is the serpent, and we know the serpent is who? Satan. That's right, he is Satan. So this is what Satan says. He said to the woman, did God really say you can't eat from any tree in the garden?
我希望大家意识到 serpent, 蛇呢实际上就是撒旦魔鬼的化身。在这里面呢，蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
Is that what God said?
神是真的这么说的吗？
Did God tell them they couldn't eat from any tree in the garden? No. What did he say?
神是说你们除了这个树上的果子什么都可以吃吗？那神到底说的是什么呢？
He said you can eat from any tree in the garden except one.
神说的是你所有的树上的果子都可以吃，只是不能吃智慧树上的果子。
So what is Satan trying to do?
那么撒旦魔鬼在尝试做什么呢？
He's trying to make God seem like he doesn't want us to have good things.
撒旦魔鬼要做的事就是歪曲事实，让神听起来好像不想让我们做某些事。
He's trying to plant doubt in the mind of Eve.
神实际上是误引神的话，以此来散播一种对于神的好意的怀疑。
He's trying to get Eve to say, if I obey God fully, I will miss out.
他实际上是想引诱夏娃想，如果我顺从了神的话，我就会失败。
I must rely on myself and not God.
我要靠我自己，不能靠神，我要听自己的。
And this is the lie Satan tells us today.
实际上这也是撒旦魔鬼今天对我们说的话，他每天都这样欺骗我们。
That we must watch out for ourselves.
所以我们要小心，我们要当心。
That God can't be trusted.
神是可信赖的，神是信实的。
And notice how Eve responds.
那让我们来看看这个夏娃是怎么回答的。
In verse 2.
在第二节里。
We may eat the fruit from the tree in the garden, but about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God said, you must not eat it or touch it, or you will die.
好，夏娃对蛇说，回答说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。
Did God tell Eve she couldn't touch the tree?
神是这么说的吗？神是说他都不能摸那棵树吗？
No, he simply told them not to eat from it.
没有，神并没有这么说。神只是说你不要吃那棵树上的果子。
Now there's two things going on here.
所以这儿有两件事我们要注意。
Who did God initially tell not to eat from the tree, Adam or Eve? Adam. How many of you women have had to depend on your husbands to tell you the contents of a conversation?
所以大家意识到没有，在这个故事里面，实际上神是告诉亚当不要吃那个树上的果子，并没有直接跟夏娃说。所以在生活中，你们多少妻子是要靠着你们的丈夫来告诉你们谈话的这个真实性的。
But notice also that Satan has managed to have Eve believe that God is more strict than he really is.
实际上呢，撒旦在这里面所做的工作，他是希望他要让夏娃觉得神非常非常的严厉。
She now believes that God is unreasonable.
现在呢，夏娃终于觉得在这个撒旦的诱使下，夏娃觉得神非常的不讲道理，
And so she,
非常过分。
And so she is justifying her disobedience.
所以呢，他就把他自己的不顺从变得有道理了。
Notice also that Satan strikes when we're most vulnerable.
Okay. 魔鬼总是在人最易受攻击和最软弱的时候向人发起攻击。
Do we see Adam any place in this process where Satan is talking to Eve?
在这个第一、第二节里，我们根本就没有看到亚当。
No, he's strangely quiet.
他非常奇怪的，非常奇怪的，他很安静。
Notice that Satan has managed to isolate Eve. She's by herself.
我们要注意到在这里面撒旦做的是他要把这个他把这个夏娃跟亚当分开。
She now has had her relationship with her husband separated.
现在他跟他的丈夫的关系疏离了。
What God intended to be one is now being broken.
神的形象首先是应该是完整的，但是现在被破坏了。
Notice also that Eve begins to fixate on the tree.
现在呢，现在夏娃呢，就是把他所有的注意力都盯在这棵树上。
Look at verse 6.
我们来看一下第六节。
Then the woman saw that the tree was good for food and delightful to look at.
第六节说到，于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的。
I'm sorry. And it was desirable for obtaining wisdom.
且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧。
And so she's begun to almost worship the tree. She's focused on it.
现在呢，她开始崇拜这棵树，并且把所有的注意力都盯在这棵树上面了。
And then the final step, she took some of its fruit and ate it, and gave some to her husband.
好，最后一步，撒旦魔鬼做的呢是。这个他让这个他诱惑夏娃把这个拿摘下果子来吃了，并且呢还给了他的丈夫亚当也吃了。
Remember, God created us for community, and now Satan uses that community to spread sin.
好，现在我们看到我们要记得神创立这个团体的这个关系是让我们互相在一起，但是现在呢，撒旦却利用这个关系来传播罪。
Notice how passive Adam is.
我们要注意到在这个故事里面亚当多么的被动。
All it says is that he took it and ate it also.
在这一节的圣经里他只说亚当拿了这个果子并且吃了。
Where was the warning to his wife? God told us not to do this.
那他甚至没有去提醒他的妻子，上帝本来是吩咐他不要吃，他竟然没有提醒他自己的妻子。
How many of you have caught your children doing something wrong?
你们中间有多少人曾经使你们的孩子做了错事呢？
And when you ask them why, what do they say?
你问他们为什么的时候，他们怎么回答的？
I don't know.
我不知道。
This we have the first example of someone who doesn't know why they're doing what they're doing.
你们的孩子说我不知道，这是从我们圣经第一章开始，人的罪性使他们的回答是我不知道。
And now notice what happens to this little community of people.
那我们来现在看看，下面发生了什么事，在这个小的团体里，也就是亚当和夏娃的这个小的这个团体里。
Look at verse 7.
我们来看看第七节。
Then the eyes of them of both of them were opened, and they knew they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves.
OK, 第七节说到，他们两人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
We have the first instance of shame entering the world.
OK, 在这个人类社会里，第一次人感到了羞耻，开始有了羞耻感。现在呢，这种本来应该是非常团结的一个非常美好的关系呢，现在被破坏了。他们现在在一起，再也看不到神的形象了，在他们之间。他们看到罪和羞耻。现在呢，从这一刻起，人与人之间的关系变得越来越难。
Because sin has entered the picture.
Because
I can do that.
因为罪出现了，因为罪啊，罪来到人的人际关系之中。
Notice how God responds.
让我们来看看神是怎么反应的。
In verse 8,
在第八节里面说到。
Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze.And they hid themselves from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So the Lord God called out to the man and said to him, Where are you?
天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走。那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华神的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说，你在哪里？
Do you think that God didn't know where they were?
你认为神真的不知道他在哪里吗？亚当在哪里吗？
Was he looking around saying, Where are Adam and Eve?
他是真的走来走去在找亚当和夏娃藏到哪里去了吗？
No, this question from God is an invitation for repentance.
实际上神的这个问话是对这两个犯罪的人的悔改的邀请。
It's an example of God's grace.
这个真的是一个绝好的例子，向我们显示神的慈爱。
He's calling them back to relationship with himself.
实际上他是想把他们叫回来，从他们犯的罪里面再叫回来，给他们一个悔改的机会。
And then notice the curse that comes as a result of this sin.
因为他们都知道，我们都意识到，堕落和犯罪的结果呢，是有非常严重的后果的。
Look at verse 13.
让我们来看看第十三节。
To the woman, he says, "What is this that you have done?"
耶和华神对女人说：“你做的是什么事呢？”
Let's go back to verse 11. Let's go back to verse 11 first.
我们先回到第十一节。
Then he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Did you eat from the tree that I had commanded you not to eat from?"
耶和华说：“谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？”
Then Adam, in a wonderful example of taking personal responsibility for his own actions,
在这里面呢，亚当的回答呢，是一个非常好的例子，是你，作为怎么承认自己的责任，负自己的责任，亚当做了一个非常好的典范。
Says, it was the woman.
他说是那个女人。他说是那个女人。
More than that, it was a woman that you gave me.
然后他又说是那个你给我造的女人。
And now blame has entered into the world. People blaming one another.
在这个时候啊，这个指责开始出现在这个世界上，人互相指责。
And Eve not to be undone.
义父也没有就此罢休。
Look what she does in verse 13.
我们看看第十三节他说了什么。
So the Lord God asked the woman, "What is this that you have done?" And the woman said, "It was the serpent."
第十三节，耶和华神对女人说，你做的是什么事呢？女人说，那神引诱我，那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。
No one taking personal responsibility.
没有人真正的愿意 承担责任。
Blame entering the world.
他们互相指责，指责来到世界上。
Relationships broken by finger pointing.
人际关系呢，人际关系就被这个互相指责所破坏了。
And notice what God does to the man and the woman. Look at verse 15.
我们来看一看神是怎么做的，神是怎么说的，在第十五节。
Actually, verse 16.
实际上是第十六节。
He said to the woman, "I will intensify your labor pains."
他对
and you will bear children in anguish. Your desire will be for your husband, yet he will dominate you."
第十六节，神对女人说，我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必受苦，必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。
Notice that everything there has a relational aspect to it. Where do children come from?
好，这一段里我们可以看到，任何的人与人，事与事之间都有他们的关联。那么我们现在看看孩子是从哪里来的呢？我们的
Children come as a result of a relationship between a man and a woman.
我们的孩子是男人和女人关系的产物。
And now something that should have been great joy has pain introduced into it.
现在呢，本来是应该是一种非常美好的关系和产物呢，现在变得开始有痛苦了。
And notice that Eve's desire is now not to be a partner with her husband, but to rule over him. Her desire is to rule, literally, that's what it means.Over her husband.
好，本来呢，他们之间的关系应该是伴侣和配偶的关系，但是现在呢，神说，这个妻子要恋慕丈夫，而丈夫呢，要控制和管辖妻子。
And Adam will respond to this desire by Eve to dominate by responding with domination over her. So now we have the war of the sexes.
所以现在呢，我们开始有了性别之间的争战。
So relationships have been broken.
所以关系呢被撒旦魔鬼给破坏了，人与人之间的关系被撒旦魔鬼破坏了。
Yet even at this early stage, we see indications of God's grace.
但是尽管是在这种情况下，我们依然可以看到神的恩典。
Notice verse 15.
我们来看看第十五节。
I will put hostility between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He will strike your head.And you will strike his heel.
第十五节讲到，我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
Who is this one who will come and bruise Satan's head and have his heel struck?
到底这些人是谁呢？是谁会让让他们的后代之间彼此为仇，让他女人的后裔伤男人的头，男人的后裔伤女人的脚跟呢？女人后裔的脚跟呢
？Already we have a promise of a coming Messiah.
实际上这一句这一段话向我们预表了以后我们会有一个弥赛亚来降临世上。
Who will mend these broken relationships?
他会来管理这个真正，他会来管理这个关系。
And make oneness with God again possible.
也让我们之间让我们这个世界上的人尊神为大成为可能。
Notice also that God covers their shame.
我们也要意识到在这里面神也是遮盖了他们的羞耻。
Look at verse 21.
我们来看看第二十一节。
The Lord God made clothing out of skins for Adam and his wife.And he clothed them.
好耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
Here we have the first example of the shedding of blood to cover shame.
在这里面，在这个世界上，我们第一次有了用血流血来遮盖羞耻。
A picture of what Jesus would do for us.
就像是耶稣基督为我们流血遮挡人类的羞耻一样。
That his blood would be shed to cover our shame.
耶稣的血会流他的血来遮挡我们的罪恶和羞耻。
And then finally, I want you to notice the breaking of community with God.
最后呢，我想让你们从这个故事里看到， 人与神之间关系的破裂。
Look at verses 23 and 24.
我们来看一看第23节到24节。
So the Lord God sent him away from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. He drove man out. Notice the direction. East from the Garden of Eden, he stationed cherubim with a flaming, whirling sword to guard the way to the tree of life.
耶和华神便打发他出伊甸园去，耕种他所自出之土。于是把他赶出去，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。
I want you to remember that direction. East is going to become a symbol of broken fellowship. We'll see that later.
我希望我在这里面呢，希望指出的是，我希望你们注意到，东方，以后我们也会提到，这个是作为一个非常重要的方向，然后让我们看到说人和人之间关系的破裂。
And now we come to our second story.
好，现在呢，我们来讲讲我们的第二个故事。
In Genesis chapter 4, we begin with a note of hope.
我们在第二章呢是该隐与亚伯，在这个故事我们也要看到，实际上这里面还是有希望。
Look at verse 1.
我们来看看第一节。
It says Adam knew his wife intimately, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain, and she said, "I have a male child with the Lord's help." Then she also gave birth to his brother Abel.
有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐，便说：耶和华使我得了一个男子，又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯。
Now try to imagine what this must have been like for Adam and Eve.
让我们来想象一下，到底发生了什么，在这个景象里。
To have this first child, there were no books telling them how.
让我们来想象一下，他们是怎么有的这第一个孩子，没有任何的书告诉我们那个景象是什么样的。
One day he looked at Eve and said, "You need a much bigger skin."
有一天呢，他走到夏娃那里说，你需要
Because her stomach started getting very big.
你需要更多呀、yeah, ，你要说你需要更多的皮肤，因为你的肚子要大起来。
And so they had no experience at this whatsoever.
他们完全没有经验，是怎么会怎么怀孕怎么生孩子。
Then in the midst of their joy, something happened. Look at verses 3 and 4.
我们来看一下第一节和第四节。在他们高兴的同时，有什么事发生了。
It says, in the course of time, Cain presented some of the land's produce as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also presented an offering, some of the firstborn of his flock and their fat portions.
亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的油脂油献上。
And Moses tells us that God was pleased with Abel's offering, but not with Cain's.
摩西说呢，摩西在这段圣经里曾经说到，耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物。
And the question is why?
为什么呢？
We have a hint right here in our passage.
我们其实有一个我们其实可以知道，从这一段经文里我们可以知道。
Notice that Abel gave from the firstborn.
你注意到没有？这里面说到，实际上是亚伯将他的头生的供物献上，而且呢和头生的和羊的脂油献上。
In our culture, fat is bad.
在我们在美国的文化里，肥或者油脂是不好的。
We like lean cuisine. In their time, fat was good.
我们喜欢瘦，我们喜欢苗条，但是在那个时候，肥和油脂是好的。
When there was a famine in the land, they needed to have fat.
如果那里面有一个那个羊的话，他们希望有油脂。
Notice that.Abel also gave his firstborn to God.
在这里面也说到说亚伯给了他的头生的供物给了神。
This was a statement of faith on Abel's part.
这个实际上是从亚伯的方面讲，这实际上是说他把了他的最好的和他第一个给了神。
And notice that Cain gets angry with Abel.
我们看到说该隐变得非常的愤怒，很生气。
not because of possessions, but because of his relationship with God.
并不是因为, 他的个人财产, 没有受到神的喜悦, 而是因为他和神之间的关系。
Abel became jealous of, or Cain became jealous of Abel's relationship with God.
他非常的嫉妒, 因为神更喜悦, 亚伯。
We can become jealous of other people's relationship with God.
我们有的时候也会非常的妒忌。
And notice that Cain becomes furious.
我们看到他非常的愤怒。
And now God comes to Cain asking more questions.
那么神就, 就找到了, 该隐, 并且对他说,
Look at verse 6.
我们看到第六节。
Then the Lord said to Cain, Why are you furious?
神对该隐, 神, 耶和华对该隐说, 你为什么发怒呢?
Why are you downcast? If you do right, won't you be accepted? But if you do not do right, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you. But you must master it.
你为什么变了脸色呢? 你若行得好,岂不蒙悦纳? 你若行得不好, 罪就伏在门前。 他必恋慕你,你却要制服他。
Now, why did God ask Cain this question?
为什么神要问该隐这样的问题呢?
Didn't God already know why Cain was mad?
神是不是已经知道了他生气的真正原因呢?
Again, it's an invitation for Cain to come clean.
其实这就是, 刚刚神问, 亚当问题的时候, 是一样的,他是想给他一个机会, 让他悔改。
But notice that Cain doesn't respond.
但是, 但是该隐并没有, 并没有悔改。
In verse 8 it says, Cain said to his brother Abel, Let's go out to the field. And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him.
圣经记载说, 该隐与他的兄弟亚伯说话, 二人正在田间, 该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯, 并且把他杀了。
And so now the relationship between brother and brother has been broken.
现在兄弟之间的关系也被破坏了。
Because sin enters the picture.
因为罪出现了。
And gets between two brothers.
因为罪出现在兄弟之间。
And Cain has become guilty of the first murder.
所以该隐成了第一个, 杀人犯, 人类历史上第一个杀人犯。
Notice that God comes to Cain again and asks another question.
好, 在这里耶和华又一次找, 又一次, 来到, 该隐面前, 并且对他说,
Look at verse 9.
在第九节,
Then the Lord said to Cain, Where is your brother Abel?
耶和华对该隐说, 你兄弟亚伯在哪里?
Did God know where Abel was?
啊, 神知不知道, 亚伯到底在哪里呢?
Yes. Again, we have an example of God asking Cain to come clean.
啊, 当然神知道他在哪里, 但是他希望再给该隐一个机会, 让他悔改。
And notice what Cain says. Am I my brother's keeper?
但是他说了什么呢? 我不知道, 我又不是看守我, 我又不是看着我兄弟的。
In other words, it's not my job to watch him. That's your job.
或者他说, 这不是我的, 工作, 你应该看着他。
Then God says to him in verse 10, What have you done? Your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed with alienation from the ground that opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood. If you work the land, it will never again give you its yield. You will be a restless wanderer in the land.
所以在第十节耶和华说道, 你做了什么事呢? 你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告, 地开了门, 从你手里接受你兄弟的血, 现在你必从这地受诅咒, 你种地, 地不再给你效力, 你必流离飘荡在地上。
And so now Cain's fellowship with his family is broken.
所以,
Cain's relationship with his family is broken.
Okay. 所以现在呢, 该隐和他家庭的关系也被彻底破坏了。
And notice in verse 16 what direction God sends Cain.
好, 在第16节里, 让我们来看一看, 神是往哪个方向, 来, 把这个该隐, 赶,
it,
赶走的。
It says he sent him which direction? East.
在这里面说到, 神又把, 该隐, 赶到了东方。
And so now relationships are broken even further.
所以那现在呢, 人和人之间的关系呢, 又被破坏得更加严重了。
Imagine the sorrow that Adam and Eve felt.
我们可以想象啊，亚当和夏娃他们心里的遗憾和痛苦。
For the death of one son and the loss of another.
因为他们死了一个儿子，又失掉了一个儿子。
And so there are, but again, there are some grace notes here from God.
当然了，在这里面啊，我们也可以看到神的恩典。
Notice that God separates him from his family, yet protects him with a mark.
现在我们可以看到，因为在圣经里也有记载，虽然神把他们这个家庭分开了，但是神呢给了该隐一个记号，要保护他。
And now we see that things begin to go from bad to worse in Adam and Eve's family.
好，现在我们看到在亚当和夏娃的家庭里面，他们人从堕落呢到了败坏。
Cain has a son whom he named Lamech, who introduces polygamy into the world, marries multiple wives, and brags that no one can kill him.
我们看到拉麦，这个拉麦也是这个亚当的子孙，他呢把他开始了一夫多妻制，而且还觉得很骄傲。
But there is one bright note.
当然了，这我们在这里面也可以看到一个，就是看到一个亮点。
Enoch.
以诺。
It says that Enoch walked with God and then was no more.
这圣经里说到以诺与神同行，并且除神以外什么都不喜悦。
And when I first read that, that scared me.
当我第一次读它的时候，我感到很害怕。
I didn't like the idea of walking with God and then being no more.
我觉得跟与神同行，然后什么都不想要，听起来好像很可怕。
But I think what God was saying is, look, we're walking together, we're closer to my place than we are to yours. Why don't you just come with me?
实际上神的意思是想说，与我同行，与我在一起，有我保护你。
And then we get to Genesis 6 for our third story.
现在呢，我们开始讲我们的第三个故事，我们到了第六章，请你打开创世纪的第六章。
And the world has gotten terrible.
这个世界已经变得非常败坏。
With one shining person.
这只有一个闪亮的人物，只有一个好的人。
And who was that person?
这个人是谁？是挪亚。
Notice what it says in verse 11.
我们看到在第十一节，我们看看神是怎么说的，圣经是怎么说的。
Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and filled with violence. And then in verse 12, God saw how corrupt the earth was, for all flesh had corrupted its way on the earth.
在第六章第十一和第十二节，圣经记载，世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。神观看世界，见是败坏了，凡有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。
Does anyone know in Genesis when the last time it says that God saw something?
你们谁知道在这个创世纪里面最后一次神说，最后一次有说，神看到了什么？
It was way back at creation.
那是很长好几章以前说到了当神创造天地的时候提到过神看到什么。
When it says that God looked at his creation and saw it and pronounced it good. Now he looks and pronounces everything bad.
在创世纪的开始几章以前，曾经最后一次说到神看什么的时候，是当时神刚刚结束创造天地，神看到这一切是好的，他非常的喜悦。现在呢，在第六章说到神看到一切在地上的都是败坏的。
And so Noah goes down to Home Depot.
所以Noah 到了 Home Depot
and places a particularly big order,
然后给了 给 Home Depot 一个非常大的订单
and builds a really big boat,
然后他造了一个非常大的船
and God sends rain,
然后神就开始下雨了，给这个世界下暴雨了
and he preserves Noah and his family.
当然了，神也保护了挪亚和他的一家。
And then in chapter 9 verse 8,
我们来看一看第九章第八节。
After the rain subsides or goes away, after the rain goes away,
雨停以后，
God establishes a covenant with Noah.
神晓谕挪亚和他的儿子说，
Notice what he says. Then God said to Noah and his sons with him, Understand that I am confirming my covenant with you and your descendants after you.
神说，我与你们和你们的后裔立约。
God promises never to destroy the earth again by a flood.
神说，我再也不用洪水来毁灭这个世界。
And what is the sign of that covenant that God gave? A rainbow. That's exactly right.
那神给我们的那个证据，那个确据是什么呢？是彩虹。
And then the very next event is that Noah gets drunk.
那紧接着下面发生了什么呢？就是挪亚喝醉酒了。
Sin introduces itself once again.
在这魔鬼撒旦魔鬼就利用这个机会再一次把罪带到人间。
And Noah's sons shame him.
挪亚的儿子，第二个儿子韩，第二个儿子韩呢，就羞辱了他。
And then Noah proceeds to curse his grandson.
所以呢，挪亚呢就要诅咒他的孙子。
Can you say dysfunctional family?
你们看到没有？这是一个多么不能正常运转的家庭关系。
And yet God continues to reach out and bless His creation.
但是呢，在这种情况下，神也还是尽他的力量想修复这种关系。
In fact, we'll see that He's going to call Abraham.
我们也可以看到在以下的圣经里，我们也可以看到他在亚伯拉罕身上做的。
To be an example of what it means to be in fellowship with God.
他给了我们一个最好的例子，让我们看到人是怎么可以跟神建立良好的关系。
And he will call Israel to be an example of a community that is devoted to God.
他也可以看到。
He will call Israel to be an example of a people who are in community with God.
他也呼召以色列民呢，成为他的子民。
I want to close with a final story.
我希望呢，我要在这里给你们做总结了。
Everyone turn over to Genesis chapter 11.
希望你们能够把你们的圣经翻到第十一章。
It says, now, what did God commanded Noah to do once they got off the ark? To go and fill the earth and populate it. Go and fill the earth. Now, let's go to Genesis 11.
你记不记得神曾经神希望我们的人遍及全地遍满全地。
It says at one time the whole earth had the same language and vocabulary, so they didn't need translators back then. You're doing a good job, by the way.
所以神希望那个人到遍及全地，所以在第十一章这里说到，那时天下人的口音都是一样的，我们不需要翻译。
And then it says as people migrated from the east, notice they're trying to come back from the east to create fellowship. They found a valley in the land of Shinar and settled there.
在第二节里讲到说，他们往东边迁移的时候，在示拿地遇见一片平原，就住在那里。
They said to each other, "Come, let us make oven fire bricks." They had brick for stone and asphalt for mortar.
他们彼此商量说，来吧，我们要做砖，我们把砖烧透了。于是呢，他们就拿砖当石头，又拿石漆当石灰当灰泥。
Now, by the way, this was a little joke that Moses was telling.
在这儿有一个小小的笑话。
Which is stronger, brick or stone?
什么更坚固呢？是石头还是砖
？Stone is stronger than brick, and yet they were bragging that they used brick instead of stone.
实际上我们都知道石头呢更加坚硬，但在这里呢，人类呢却自夸说他们可以烧出砖来，并且因为这个感到非常骄傲。
It's sort of like saying, "I still have a dial telephone."
这就像好像你只有一个那个按键电话，你却觉得非常高兴一样。
And in verse 4, they said, "Let us build ourselves a city with a tower to reach to the top of the sky."
他们说，来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔。
Let us make a name for ourselves.
Okay, 塔顶通天，为要传扬我们的名。
Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth.
免得我们分散在全地上。
Which is where God told them to go.
实际上，那个是真的是神希望他们要去的地方。
Now notice that God has to come down to look at what they're trying to build up to heaven. In verse 5, it says the Lord came down to look at what they were doing.
在这种情况下，神我们要看到神不得不又再一次降临。在第十一章第五节里，这里说到耶和华降临，要看看世人所建造的城和塔。
So one day while they're working on the tower,
有一天，当他们正在建造他们的塔的时候呢
，the workers arrive in the morning.
啊，那些工人早上来上班。
And one worker says to his friend, "Hello."
一个工人对另外一个人说你好。
And the other friend says, "你好."
另外一个另一个人回答说你好。
God confused their language.
神呢把他们的语言给搞乱了。
And so the primary way we have of having relationship with each other is now confused.
所以本来我们完全可以最基本的我们可以互相交流的建造关系的办法现在行不通了。
Where was this curse of mixed languages reversed?
这个诅咒是怎么发生的呢？
It happened in the New Testament in the book of Acts.
在新约里面也其实也提到过这些。
At the Feast of Pentecost, after Jesus had died.
在耶稣基督死了以后。
It says that when they gathered at the temple and Peter was preaching, each one heard the sermon in their own language.
他们说在这里面说到耶稣基督被钉十字架死了以后，他们都来了。当时。
And so now God reaches out to each one of us.
所以现在呢，神来到我们每个人的面前。
And through the blood of Jesus.
通过神的血，通过耶稣基督的血。
We now have the power to hear God.
现在呢，我们终于有了机会靠着耶稣宝血的覆盖，我们可以听到神的话。
And to once again love each other.
并且彼此相爱。
And John 13:34 and 35.
约翰福音第十四章。
Jesus said that all men will know we are His disciples by our love.
耶稣基督说，我们要我们彼此都知道我们要通过我们的爱彼此连接。
And so if we know Jesus is our Savior,
所以我们现在知道神是我们的救主，耶稣基督是我们的救主。
We can now step beyond the barrier of sin.
现在我们可以超越罪恶。
And experience a true relationship with God.
经历与神的真正的和好的关系。
And true love and fellowship with each other.
还有我们之间真正的相爱和良好的关系。
Curse has indeed been lifted.
所以我们魔鬼的咒语被我们的爱给击败了。
Thank you.
谢谢。